work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping, and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's stamps.com/program.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Y'all, when the terror attacks start that are coming, 2025, I predicted is going to be the year of Al-Qaeda on America's soil. To be fireworks like we haven't seen in a long time. When that happens, Lee, I want everyone to remember yesterday and what Joe Biden did with those Yemeni terrorists. Mm-hmm. Because as we know, the worst of the worst are left in Guantanamo Bay. That's it. I mean, the absolute worst of the worst. These are known, admitted Al-Qaeda members. Joe Biden, if you didn't know any better, you would think was deliberately trying to reconstitute Al-Qaeda. You really would. Look, we have a very long track record here in America with what happens when you release these people from Guantanamo Bay. We are very well apprised of what happens. Americans die. Under Obama, at least 20 of the Gitmo terrorists he freed returned to the battlefield. To make things worse, former Obama administration officials admitted to the Washington Post that at least 12 terrorists released from Guantanamo Bay killed at least 6 Americans. We have actual American dead. So we should know now what this causes. Biden in particular should know what this causes. We know there are active Al-Qaeda training camps in Afghanistan. We know that. That is an absolute fact. The 10,000-strong Al-Qaeda army that just overthrew the leadership of Syria, a leadership in a country that has never attacked this country, and took it over. So Al-Qaeda has a country now, thanks Joe Biden, 10,000 strong. And I've covered this exhaustively in the Battleground America podcast and on this show, are turning to America and the UK next for their next terror attacks. We know this. We have a former CIA profiler who is warning us. She's the one, Lee, who did the Benghazi investigation for Congress. She's highly respected, and she has been so alarmed, Sarah Adams has, about the just lack of basic intelligence and interest in basic intelligence with the war on terror anymore. It's gone out of style with our intelligence agencies, that she formed her own foundation, hired her own analysts, and they are trying to warn America. And so she's been left doing podcast interviews, begging somebody to stop this. She says there's a 1,000-man-strong Al-Qaeda army on our soil, and that Al-Qaeda has merged with ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and get this, we've never seen this before, Shia jihadist militias. We've never seen Shia and Sunni work together. And this is all run by Hamza bin Laden, the son of bin Laden, who before never could, you know, unite this whole jihadist army. Well, they just overthrew Syria. That's who did this. That's why we didn't bomb their camps. By the way, that's also why we've been funding the Taliban. Wait, weren't they supposed to be the enemy?
Oh, yeah.
That we fought for 20 years?
Yep.
Okay, because there's 3,000 casualties, American casualties, deaths and injuries is what casualties is, of the war in Afghanistan. The enemy was the Taliban, right? Like, I have that right? And she says the millions of dollars that we have been sending every week to keep the Taliban afloat has made its way into the terror training camps and has paid for the training. And the reason that that happened, she said, is because we were building a proxy army to overthrow the Syrian dictator who has never lifted a finger against us. Not a good guy, bad guy, but let his own people take him out. We don't need to install a terrorist army. But he's never done anything to us. Al-Qaeda has. And so that is why, one, we funded the Taliban, she says, but number two, we have left the training camps unmolested. So the problem is, she says, they were simultaneously training this 1,000-man army that has already crossed our borders and is ready to begin attacking. And she said, a lot of the time when this happens to keep the heat off Hamza and the training camps, ISIS will take credit. And once you know, the first terror attack of this year, what does he do? He makes sure to ensconce an ISIS flag, just like she'd said he would 3 weeks before. But these terrorists would make a big deal of letting you know they were ISIS in order to divert attention from the camps. And what do? We just let 11 al-Qaeda walk out the door.
Tara, the nation of Israel is still hunting down Nazis that participated in the Holocaust in World War II. This country, some 20-odd years past 9/11, is letting terrorists go. Two of these guys were bodyguards of Osama bin Laden.
You know where they're going, don't you?
Oman.
For now. For now.
That's the front.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the portal.
They'll be in those terror training camps so fast your head will spin. Yeah. And it's interesting how Hamza has done this. She has all this intelligence. Okay, here's the thing. The reason that she did this, she started doing this, Sarah Adams, is because when we bugged out of Afghanistan, as we know, you know, we really betrayed all these poor people. A lot of them were killed by the Taliban that had been our allies who were passing us information. They hate us now, and they will not pass information, which gives al-Qaeda the perfect training ground. People are afraid to pass information. And so she has, through private donations, built her own network to figure out what's going on because our intel agencies are utterly uninterested. Honestly, they've been too busy pursuing, well, quite frankly, us, Trump supporters, Trump, Catholics, moms who speak of school board meetings, I don't know, while missing like every mass shooting by a known shooter. Because is there any other kind now? Like a known wolf? I mean, is there any other kind now? I don't know. So that's what's been going on. And so she says they trust us, but they will not talk to our intelligence agencies anymore because they feel betrayed and they're afraid that they will end up dead, basically. And Hamza bin Laden has capitalized on that, and his 1,000-man strong army is already on our soil. So I'm going to be very interested to find out who this ISIS, I use that in air quotes, ISIS terrorist is. Who just did this attack. I'm very, very interested in that. Weird that he left his Quran open to passage 9:111, the part about how if you're a Muslim, you have to kill infidels to go to heaven. In fact, he was so determined that we know, Lee, why he did it. He actually took that passage from the Quran, blew it up in real big font, and taped it to the page of the Quran he left open by his prayer rug and the bomb-making station. Yeah. Weird how New York Post got that article, That was a pretty big break. And have you seen that pretty? I mean, I haven't seen that anywhere but the New York Post. And that's because that's who he is. And so he's choosing what? 9-1-1. They're telling you who they are. And it's they, believe me. It's not just him. And one more thing I want you to remember, because this is all part and parcel of watching Joe Biden letting these people go when he knows damn well that the ones Obama released killed Americans. By the way, I mean, I'm just going to hit George W. Bush. He started this mess. He let 540 of them out of the prison, so he's no good either. But we know they kill Americans. We know they return to the battlefield. You do it anyway. I want Americans to understand where a lot of these al-Qaeda and ISIS fighters will come from when they kill on our soil. And that's this. Remember, Lee, the Bagram prison.
Yes.
The Bagram base. There was a prison on the base. Bagram, of course, being the most valuable piece of military real estate in the entire Middle East. It used to belong to the Soviets, and we were very lucky to hold it. And, of course, the French and the Brits begged us for Bagram, said they'd run the jail, said they'd run the whole country. Just give it to us. Don't turn it over to the Taliban. But we bugged out in the middle of the night, remember, so that the French and the British would not have a chance to assert control. Before we left, we let them out. We let the 5,000 go. They were terrorists. Americans had died and been brutally injured capturing them in the war on terror. We let them go. So I just want Americans to understand when this army comes at us seemingly out of nowhere, like the hounds of hell, when it sort of seemed like under Trump, we didn't hear anything for years, did we, Lee, about ISIS or al-Qaeda? It was all gone.
Yeah.
Well, because they let them out of the prison. They let them out. They're out. I mean, they have total sanctuary. And we pay for their upkeep, apparently. Your tax dollars are worth. So when all of this begins to go boom and the left blames Trump, I want you to understand this has been absolutely orchestrated by the left. You can see the evidence of this today by Joe Biden doing this with these terrorists released to Oman. So Isn't it like he's just so mad that he only got one term that he's just trying to destroy everything he can on his way out?
The committee on behind him.
Yeah, the committee.
Joe ain't the one doing this, but yeah.
The weekend.
And you see this. I mean, that this goes to this drilling ban.
Yeah, yeah.
And all the other things that are going on right now. And this was anticipated. And many of us said you better watch out the last few weeks of this Biden administration. You look at the pardons. You look at some of these executive actions he's taking and these other things that are going on. They're trying to make things as difficult as possible to pile as much crap on top of Trump as he comes in to have to deal with so that he can't go into the other things that he needs to be dealing with. I mean, quite honestly, it's a brilliant move on their part.
Yeah, tactical move.
Yeah.
It's
hateful. It's vile.
Human life.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And they
don't. From a political standpoint, it's a brilliant move. But yeah, there's a whole committee that, to me, I refuse to believe that Joe Biden is the one who is cognitively reasoning out these whole strategies at the end of his term. This is a plan by the folks behind him that have been running things since he was inaugurated.
Remember when Mike Johnson was talking to the Wall Street Journal and he asked Joe Biden, because remember Joe Biden had inserted that like very large fee on the natural gas that is produced on federal land, which he can do executively. Right. Mm-hmm. And Mike Johnson was, and I've been screaming about that. That's why we had a record high increase in the price of natural gas. Mm-hmm. It's fake. It's a government fee. 29% increase across the Biden administration. And Mike Johnson confronted him about that, he claims, in the Wall Street Journal, the speaker Mike Johnson. Confronted Biden about that at the White House. Biden didn't seem to know about it. By the way,
To the surprise of no one.
He told the Wall Street Journal in that article about Biden's decline. You know what's weird, too, is, you know, Trump has said, and he's correct about this, that, you know, one of his key ways of fighting inflation was supposed to be the drilling and the unleashing of all of this energy. And doggone it, what do the Democrats go right for to lock up? The energy. Yeah. Why? Mm-hmm. So that Americans can't escape the misery and they can blame it on Donald Trump.
That's also interesting that Biden has taken off the plate all the areas where there's no drilling going on now and left in place the Gulf of Mexico where there is drilling going on now. But of course, any drilling is a threat to the environment, but it's not if it's in the Gulf of Mexico, apparently.
Well, I actually know why that is, because early on in the Biden administration, they tried to shut down existing permits.
Yeah, and they couldn't do it.
And they couldn't do it because the federal law is so ironclad around that the courts wouldn't let them. So believe me, they would have shut down the Gulf of Mexico, but they can't.
Yeah.
They can't. They'd have shut it all down, but they can't. They didn't do anybody any favors.